Chapter 10, The Best Christmas. Now, you might be thinking, how can a Christmas tale end like that? What about the poor people whose presents had been tossed willy-nilly into the street? Good questions, and the wise old elf Santa knew the answer. For the town of Horndean, which is the name of the place, was about to celebrate a Christmas that would honor the true spirit of the season. When the Horndinians woke up and discovered no presents under their trees, they were downcast, wondering how Santa could have missed them. "What have we done?" they asked. "How have we offended?" But as soon as the Horndinians looked out their windows, they were amazed to see presents scattered everywhere. They all raced outside, many still in their pajamas, some even barefoot, and began gathering up their gifts. Children shook the snow off trees as they climbed them. Fathers crawled along rooftops. Mothers pulled sleds down the main street, filling them with parcels. Since they couldn't sort out whose present was whose on the spot, the Horndinians carried all their presents to Horndean Hall. They lit a blazing fire in the hearth, piled their gathered Christmas puddings and treats onto a huge table, and celebrated Christmas together, with the mayor, unconvincingly disguised as Santa, handing out the brightly wrapped presents to all the children. Everyone laughed, clapped, and sang through a very long and happy day. And if anyone's present had got lost, well, the Horndinians knew how to share. Ever since, they have celebrated Christmas in their own way, together at Horndean Hall, and they claim to have the best Christmases of anyone in the world. Watching this through Wizpop's ioscope, Pim and Dabbledee hugged happily in relief, and Santa mused that it would make his job a lot easier if he could simply toss presents overboard as he flew along through the night. "Don't you dare," Mrs. Claus joked. "Why, with your aim, half of them would end up in the ocean or on top of Mount Everest." So you see, everything turned out all right. Better than all right, really. Pim and Dabbledee eventually married. Pim has since been named the chief adventurer of Borealis. His job is to do things other people wouldn't dream of doing, and which, more often than not, they think utterly foolhardy. Fanafu grumbles on, but claims he's happy Pim no longer works in the toy factory. "At least if he gets himself killed, he won't take any of us with him," Fanafu clucks from time to time, but nobody listens. And so it goes. Pim's first great adventure has been followed by many more, and many a Merry Christmas too, and everyone in that mythical town of Borealis hopes this year brings you and your family the merriest of Christmases as well.